Unit 6, Criminal Acts. Warming up. Now you will hear an interview. After the interview, there will be three questions. Answer the first two questions according to what you hear. Use your own opinion to answer the third question.
Please take a seat. Do you know why you're here?
You're going to interview me for a job, right?
I don't think this is a good time for jokes. The board in front of you is going to make a decision as to whether you should be released from prison and allowed to return to society. I will ask you some questions, and it is in your best interests to take this interview seriously and answer honestly. Do you understand?
I do.
Fine. You have now served 15 years of your 20-year sentence, and you may be eligible for early release. However, there is a procedure to follow, and your present attitude must be taken into consideration. How do you feel about returning to society?
Ma'am?
What will you do if you're released?
If I am released? Don't worry, ma'am. I expect to keep my nose clean. I'm going to go straight. I'm no longer a danger to society, I promise. That's the honest truth.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
1.
A quick look at the books has shown a discrepancy. I'm afraid someone is stealing from the company.
Stealing? Here? Nonsense. I'm sure everyone here is honest. You must have made a mistake.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? How can you afford such nice things on your salary? Something fishy is going on here.
Okay, I'll come clean with you, but you can't tell anyone, okay? I've found a way getting some money from one of the funds.
Question. What can we know from the conversation?
These cars are very nice, but I don't think we can get them out of the country without paying a lot of money to the government.
Don't worry. We'll need to give some money to the customs people so they'll look the other way. Then we'll be all right.
Question. What is the woman planning to do?
Stealing just is wrong, and it isn't worth it. And you must promise me that you will never do it again. Don't you know the trouble you could land in?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dad. I don't know what I was thinking, and I promise I'll never do it again.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? Hey, did you hear the news? Seems Bygone of the big company president stole company funds and ran off to the Caribbean.
This happens so often these days. And you know what? He'll probably get away with it. I'm so fed up seeing rich people do whatever they want.
Question. What is the woman tired of seeing?
What do you think? Should police be allowed to carry guns on the streets when they're on patrol?
That's a tough one. On one hand, the police could make a mistake and kill an innocent person. But on the other hand, if criminals have guns...
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Seven.
50 rounds of bullets were fired into a truck thought to be carrying drugs, but it was actually only carrying bicycles.
Oh dear, that's incredible. I hope no one was hurt. Were the people responsible caught?
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
Eight.
Did you see the training video? It should show you everything you need to know about policing the border.
I saw it, but it's not enough. Shouldn't I have more training for dealing with people trying to cross illegally?
Question. What does the woman want?
Nine.
Police tracked the man down and linked him to a bank account in Switzerland where he'd hidden the stolen money.
Actually, there was more than one account. 150 million pounds in Spain, 270 million pounds in France, 325 million pounds in Italy, and 680 million pounds in Switzerland.
Question. How much money did the thief hide in France?
Ten.
Listen, yeah, I know you could turn me in and tell people I've been stealing money, but if you don't, I'll make sure you get a cut.
Extra money could help in sending my kids to college and caring for my parents, but I can't do it. I won't sleep easy, and why should you get away with it anyway?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the speakers? Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices. What's this money for? Are you trying to bribe me?
What does it look like?
It looks like $5. Do you really think I can be bribed so cheaply?
Well, let's go over this. Yes, you caught me with my hand in the till. Fine. Oh, and yes, you could fire me and turn me into the police. But it's really your fault, you know. My salary was so low. What did you think I was going to do? I had to top it up. So now you ask me if I think you're cheap enough to take a $5 bribe? You know what? Yeah, I kind of do.
You're insane.
Mr. Thompson, I've been pushed to the edge, and if I'm going down, I'm going to take someone down with me. How about you? Are you ready to take the plunge?
What's that mean?
I'm not the only thief in the company. I've got computer records that prove you've been stealing as well. So how about you go ahead and call the cops?
Okay.
You're going to take that $5 now?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about?
2. Why does the woman think the man is cheap? 3. What does the man think about the woman? 4. What can be inferred from the conversation? 5. What is the probable relationship between the speakers? 6. Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
Some people complain about what they see as hypocrisy in society. White-collar criminals, people who commit business crimes, are punished less severely than our blue-collar criminals, people who commit crimes such as assault and mugging. I, however, think there is a sensible reason for the difference. A reason for differential treatment might be the fact that, all other things being equal, criminal penalties tend to be more related to the degree of physical force or violence involved than to the monetary loss. Because white-collar crimes are usually committed by people with opportunities that do not require violence, they are far less likely to get severe penalties. For example, someone who mugs a victim on the street by threatening to knife him is very likely to be punished with a more severe sentence than an inside trader who cheats shareholders out of $1 million. This doesn't seem so wrong to me.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the speaker talking about? 2. What is the relationship between crime and punishment? 3. What can be inferred from the speaker? 4. According to the speaker, which of the following people will be treated most severely? 5. What does the speaker think about the different methods of law enforcement? 6. Understanding a radio program. Task 1. Now you will hear a recording. Listen carefully and complete the following sentences with the word groups provided. Each word group will be used no more than once, and 2 will be left unused.
Atlanta, Georgia. A terrorist bomb explodes in Centennial Olympic Park, killing one woman and injuring hundreds. North Caldwell, New Jersey. An advertising executive is killed when he opens a mysterious package which explodes in his hands. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. A powerful blast destroys the federal building, claiming 168 lives. In all three cases, it's a race against time, as an elite division of the FBI known as the Explosives Unit attempts to catch the mad bombers before they strike again.
The FBI Explosives Unit is the part of the FBI laboratory that does the forensic examination of bomb components, unexploded bombs. They also do residue analysis of the explosives that are used in bombs.
Explosives examiner Donald Sokolobin agreed to take us inside one of the nation's most secretive crime-fighting laboratories. Here, this team of highly trained technicians and forensic scientists carefully combs through evidence, searching for any clues that will help the FBI capture a bomber. In Atlanta, the search for answers begins at Ground Zero, the scene of the Olympic bombing, where every step is fraught with danger.
Any crime scene, you have to assume that there could be other devices there, what we would call secondary devices or booby traps. We've seen that recently in some of the bombings around the Atlanta and Birmingham areas.
In Atlanta, agents are sifting through the rubble of an abortion clinic bombing when suddenly a secondary device explodes. Miraculously, no one is killed, but 7 people are injured, including several federal agents. But in the aftermath of the Olympic bombing, investigators rely on surprisingly common technology to search for deadly booby traps.
The most effective tool that we have is the X-ray, the portable X-ray. We can actually go up to a package, and with a remote technique, we can put the X-ray down, X-ray the package, and see whether or not it's a hazard.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Describing. Why do you look so happy?
I've rented an apartment in Jingyue Community. It's a beautiful place.
Well, tell me something about it.
It's a new garden-like community. There are lawns and flower beds all around. The roads are all lined with trees.
Clarifying. In my opinion, if there was a better-paying job, certainly I would jump at the chance.
I'm not so sure.
Do you mean you don't want to earn more money?
The point is, I would want to find a job that suits me, regardless of money or other things.
Arguing.
You can say that TV makes people lazy.
Yes, but it is entertaining.
I'd rather listen to the radio than watch TV.
But I think TV is a medium that reaches a large audience. Speaking practice. Ending corruption. Now listen to a passage and give a speech in response to the questions asked. Your speech should be no shorter than 20 sentences. Write out your speech before delivering it in front of your classmates.
China has declared war on corruption with a focus on corrupt government officials. Chinese top-ranking officials have called on local authorities and government departments to step up certain anti-corruption measures to try to make officials at all levels behave honestly. Local authorities' efforts to combat corruption and bribery are key to the country's anti-corruption work this year, said a top-ranking official at a national conference on building honest and clean government. Cases of bribery and irregular transactions by companies that go against regulations should be brought before the courts. The government has passed new laws and regulations, developed new accounting systems, and implemented new checks and balances to reduce the incidence of corruption and bribery. The government has also called for increased efforts from industry and commerce, as well as private citizens, to battle against corruption and to help bring corrupt practices to the attention of the judicial system. Unless corruption can be checked, it could become a major threat to China's investment environment.
Listening and speaking.
Task 1. Fill in the following table according to what is heard. Crime by business people is a hot topic these days, and it seems that many people would like to see more crooked businessmen behind the bars of a jail cell. There may be good reasons to do so. My favorite reason is that white-collar crime costs people, shareholders, taxpayers, and others, money. Another sound argument for punishing these criminals is that corruption is undermining confidence. Still, I don't think that fraudsters deserve the same sorts of punishment as killers and robbers. One reason is that their crimes are not violent. So-called white-collar crime rarely involves guns or physical brutality. Another reason is that white-collar criminals usually return money to make up compensations for financial losses. This is a sign of their regret for what they have done. And this is a rule stipulated by law. Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Listen to the following recording and imitate the speaker. A man may usually be known by the books he reads as well as the company he keeps, for there is a companionship of books as well as of men, and one should always live in the best company, whether it be of books or of men. A good book may be among the best of friends. It is the same today that it always was, and it will never change. It is the most patient and cheerful of companions. It does not turn its back upon us in times of adversity or distress. It always receives us with the same kindness. Supplementary Listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Recently, quite a few government officials have been arrested for taking bribes.
Yes, that's true, but did you hear that many others have a chance to save themselves?
No, how?
Well, from last year, cities including Marseille, Nantes, Paris, and Calais have introduced a new system to combat corruption. They opened a so-called anti-corruption account.
How does that work?
It's for officials who have taken bribes. They are able to anonymously deposit money equivalent to the amount of the bribe they accepted. This has to be done within a given time, though. Then they can get receipts that may give them immunity from certain type of prosecution. The bribes can have been cash, presents, or securities, anything worth more than 100 francs.
Does that mean the official's penalty may be reduced if they're found to have been involved in a bribery scandal, even if they're found out later?
Yes, getting the receipt will usually mean they stay out of trouble.
I wonder how many officials have used this account.
Actually, the anti-corruption account in Nantes alone received deposits that totaled more than 400,000 francs.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What is this passage about? 2. How are government officials able to save themselves? 3. What can be inferred from the passage? 4. What can we know from the passage? 5. What has caused the account to grow to more than 400,000 francs?
2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. The International Olympic Committee awarded Salt Lake City the 2002 Winter Olympics by a big majority. It seemed that its persistent determination had paid off. But because of a leak by a dissatisfied employee of the local organizing committee to a Salt Lake TV station, the Salt Lake City Olympic organizers are suspected of bribing the IOC members. It is the IOC members who decide where the next Olympic will take place. So far, 4 groups, the IOC, the U.S. Olympic Committee, the Justice Department, and the Utah Ethics Committee have begun to investigate the mess. Some members of the local organizing committee do not intend to make excuses, but are expressing their regrets instead. "Obviously, we did break the rules," says Ken Bullock, one of the organizers. He points out that the pressure on a bidding city to be friendly and generous can be intense, and Salt Lake City was hardly the first to bribe the IOC. The IOC allowed this to happen, says Bullock.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the passage about? 2. Who told people of the bribing of IOC members? 3. What power does the IOC have? 4. What is the U.S. Olympic Committee doing? 5. What can be inferred from the passage?
3. Now you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 8 to 10, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Ever since Philippine President Joseph Estrada was accused in October of accepting huge bribes, opposition pressure on him to resign has increased rapidly. On November 13, the House of Representatives voted to impeach him and declared he would face trial in the Senate. The bribery scandal broke at a press conference on October 9. At the press conference, Governor Louis Singapore of Ilocos Sur Province accused Estrada of illegally taking $8 million in bribes from a gambling operation and getting $2.7 million in tobacco taxes from that province. The Philippine House of Representatives reacted quickly. On October 18, 41 members put forward an act of impeachment against the president, listing many accusations of corruption, bribery, and using his office for personal gain. The House of Representatives formally started impeachment procedures on October 23rd. Meanwhile, the opposition has pushed for him to resign. On October 12, current Vice President Gloria M. Arroyo resigned as Secretary of Social Welfare and urged the president to resign. Since then, the Secretary of Trade and Industry, the Director General of Grain Administration, and five economic advisors to the president have resigned. And more than 40 members of the Congress of Estrada's own party announced that they would withdraw from the party, including the Chairman of Senate and the House of Representatives, and the Chairman of the Judicial Committee and Economic Affairs Committee in the House of Representatives. With such important members of the government and Congress having transferred their allegiance, the opposition has been emboldened to organize large-scale mass rallies to ask the president to step down.
Now the passage will be read again.
Ever since Philippine President Joseph Estrada was accused in October of accepting huge bribes, opposition pressure on him to resign has increased rapidly. On November 13, the House of Representatives voted to impeach him and declared he would face trial in the Senate. The bribery scandal broke at a press conference on October 9. At the press conference, Governor Louis Singapore of Ilocos Sur Province accused Estrada of illegally taking $8 million in bribes from a gambling operation and getting $2.7 million in tobacco taxes from that province. The Philippine House of Representatives reacted quickly. On October 18, 41 members put forward an act of impeachment against the president, listing many accusations of corruption, bribery, and using his office for personal gain. The House of Representatives formally started impeachment procedures on October 23rd. Meanwhile, the opposition has pushed for him to resign. On October 12, current Vice President Gloria M. Arroyo resigned as Secretary of Social Welfare and urged the president to resign. Since then, the Secretary of Trade and Industry, the Director General of Grain Administration, and five economic advisors to the president have resigned. And more than 40 members of the Congress of Estrada's own party announced that they would withdraw from the party, including the Chairman of Senate and the House of Representatives, and the Chairman of the Judicial Committee and Economic Affairs Committee in the House of Representatives. With such important members of the government and Congress having transferred their allegiance, the opposition has been emboldened to organize large-scale mass rallies to ask the president to step down.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Ever since Philippine President Joseph Estrada was accused in October of accepting huge bribes, opposition pressure on him to resign has increased rapidly. On November 13, the House of Representatives voted to impeach him and declared he would face trial in the Senate. The bribery scandal broke at a press conference on October 9. At the press conference, Governor Luis Singapore of Ilocos Sur Province accused Estrada of illegally taking $8 million in bribes from a gambling operation and getting $2.7 million in tobacco taxes from that province. The Philippine House of Representatives reacted quickly. On October 18, 41 members put forward an act of impeachment against the president, listing many accusations of corruption, bribery, and using his office for personal gain. The House of Representatives formally started impeachment procedures on October 23. Meanwhile, the opposition has pushed for him to resign. On October 12, current Vice President Gloria M. Arroyo resigned as Secretary of Social Welfare and urged the president to resign. Since then, the Secretary of Trade and Industry, the Director General of Grain Administration, and five economic advisors to the president have resigned. And more than 40 members of the Congress of Estrada's own party announced that they would withdraw from the party, including the Chairman of Senate and the House of Representatives, and the Chairman of the Judicial Committee and Economic Affairs Committee in the House of Representatives. With such important members of the government and Congress having transferred their allegiance, the opposition has been emboldened to organize large-scale mass rallies to ask the president to step down.